Hello and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, New York Times on the iPhone. Hi everyone and welcome to today's tip. Today I would like to discuss the New York Times app for the iPhone. I assume you can. It's also done for iPad and iPod Touch and all that other kind of cool thing where you can read stuff on screens. Anyway, this is for iOS. I'm not sure if they have one for Android, but they probably do. I have the free version. You have the ability to search through all the articles, but you can't just download everything like you would if you paid the price, which I think is something like $3.75 a month or something for this thing.
Slide to unlock.
I think I'll pass on that. Thank you very much. But I would like to say that this is accessible if you want the free version, or if you want the regular version. I'm assuming they operate the same, so I'll just
page 2 of 3.
Show you a little bit about how that works. Let's see. Where is it?
Page 2 of 3. Page 1 of 3. News. Folder.
It is in my news folder.
News. SkyGrid. Your version. NY Times.
But this is New York Times. Let's pull it up.
NY Times. Sections.
And it takes you to the last thing you were in before, which was sections. But I want to show you basically the layout of the screen first.
AT&T Network. Sections. Sections.
The sections, that's the button is in the top left corner of the screen because that's what you're in right now.
Top news. Button.
But if we go to the dock, which is at the bottom of the screen, you've got...
Top news. Button. Most emailed. Button. Favorites. Button. Selected. Sections. Button. N. Y. Region. Sections. Updating. Al Krugman. Updating T-Magazine. Last dated. 8:16 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time.
It's going through its updates, so it just finished that.
Photos. Last updated. 8:16 p.m.
And
Eastern Daylight Time.
It's going to show you the sections that you have to look in.
Photos. Opinion. World. U.S. Politics. N.Y. Region. Business Day. Technology. Science. Health. Sports. Arts. Books. Movies. Theater. Fashion and Style. Tea Magazine. Dining and Wine. Home and Garden. Weddings. Travel. Magazine. Real Estate. Automobiles. Obituaries. Week in Review. Blogs. Top News. But most emailed. Button.
And then you're down to the dock. So let's go to the Top News.
Top News.
This is where it goes by default when you first open the app. It has to think.
Button settings. Button. 8. Button settings. Button.
And in the top left corner, there's going to be some settings. And you can only get to these settings through this top news, through the top news portion, I think. But these are the settings, for the
heading,
app.
Settings, heading, button done, button. My account, heading. Login or create an account. Privacy policy. Push notifications, heading.
Then you can get it to send you push notifications, like of breaking news stories and things.
Breaking news, switch button, off. Offline reading, heading. Automatic downloading, switch button, off.
You can have it automatically download everything.
Article image caching, switch button, off.
And that's pretty much it for the settings.
Settings, heading. Button done, button.
I'm done. That's the top right corner of the screen.
Button, settings, button.
And we're back to settings.
Vertical line what made Raj Rajaratnam, who was convicted of fraud and conspiracy Wednesday, stand out in the hedge fund world was his deep set of contacts inside executive suites and on trading. Button settings, button. Pull down to update.
There, you would hit that if you want to update.
Last updated, 8:16. Vertical line what made Raj Rajaratnam, who was convicted of fraud and conspiracy Wednesday, stand out in the hedge fund world was his deep set of contacts inside executive suites and on trading floors. 7:54 p.m. EDT.
So that's the first story. And if you were to click on that, it would come up and you could read it.
Vertical line the insider trading case against Raj Rajaratnam stemmed from an investigation that began well before the crimes were committed, and that made all the difference. Vertical line taking control of the airport in Libya's third largest city was a major rebel victory in the Vertical line a plan calls for the Metropolitan Museum to showcase its modern hold. Vertical line the Syrian military intensified a methodical, ferocious march. Vertical line security forces.
And you see the top stories.
Selected. Top news. Most emailed. Button.
Then you can see the stories that have been most emailed.
Former volunteers are going public about being sexually assaulted while serving, prompting a congressional hearing on Wednesday. By Cheryl Gay Stahlberg. Peace Corps volunteers speak out on raid. Last updated. Four. Planned cuts in the size of a mortgage that can be backed by the federal government may hurt upscale housing markets in high-cost states like New York and California. The systems in Saudi Arabia and Pakistan that created a Bin Laden are alive and well. But black bears have killed only 63 people in the United States and Canada over the last 109 years. Most attacks. The Food and Drug Administration ordered all producers of a popular category of artificial hip to stop. Black bears have killed only 63. Top news.
The list
selected.
Goes on.
Most favorites. Button.
Favorites.
Selected. Favorites. Selected. Tab section active. 1 of 2. Button. Tab article. Two of two. Empty list.
I don't have any favorites. I haven't created an account or anything, so I can't do...
Most email.
Don't have
button.
Any favorites.
Selected. Favorite. Sections. Button.
And sections, which was actually where we were at first.
Sections. Button.
That gives you all the sections of the paper.
Travel.
Let's,
Weddings. Home and dining. Tea. Fashion. Theater.
Let's find
book,
technology.
Arts, health.
And go
science.
In
business. Technology.
And read an article, just to show you how it
sections,
looks and how it
button.
Works.
In agreeing to pay $8.5 billion to buy Skype. Microsoft is embracing a technology that is transforming the way people communicate at home and at work. For Microsoft, Skype opens fast new market in telecom.
Okay, we'll open it.
Technology, button, 1 of 20, arrow left light, dim, 1 of 28.
So it has 28 stories in this.
Arrow left light, dim, button, arrow right light, button.
You can go to the previous or next.
For Microsoft, Skype opens fast new market in telecom. By Steve LOHR. Last updated. 12:22 a.m. East, Microsoft has peered into the future and placed a bet that people the world over want to stay in touch with someone anytime and anywhere, preferably at no cost. Subscribe now for unlimited access to nytimes.com and NY Times smartphone apps for subscribe button. Learn more. Link. Print subscriber. Heading. Get free access. Digital subscribe. Login. Call to subscribe. Heading. 800. Monday. From Sat. U.S. You can also subscribe. U.S. You can also open share tools button. Open type controls. Add favorite button.
So as you hear, you can only read the first sentence or two of an article, and then it will ask you to subscribe. If you want to go on the internet and read the article on the website, you can do that. But this app does show you a little bit around the paper, gives you a little bit of a taste, and you can pay for the app, and then that would be taken care of.
Technology. Button.
Now, as I said before, I don't know the pricing scheme, but... this will at least give you a taste, and if you like it and want to pay for it, you can do that. And it is accessible. The two-finger scrub does not work to go back, which is a quite common thing that I see, but the back button is at the top left corner of
section
the screen.
Button.
So that is what you would use. So like I said, it's free up to a point. You can get sort of an idea about what's going on just by reading the headlines, and each of the articles has like the first paragraph or so already up there. And then if you want to learn more or find other information in the New York Times, you'll have to subscribe to the app. But that is just a quick rundown of how it works. It is accessible. It is really simple as that to use. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.